With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. What remains of the Iranian leadership continues spewing out threats, and this one is personal. Directed at President Trump by a senior Iranian official, we quote, "Be careful not to get eliminated yourself." That threat follows Mr. Trump's declaration that Iran will be hit 20 times harder if Tehran tries to stop oil from flowing through the Strait of Hormuz. The president says he is well pleased with the way Operation Epic Fury has been progressing.
We could call it a tremendous success right now as we leave here. I could call it, or we could go further, and we're going to go further. But the big risk on that war has been over for 3 days. We wiped them out in the first 2 days.
The president speaking in South Florida yesterday. If you've been to the gas station lately, you know what's happened to pump prices since the start of the war. But the BBC's David Willis says that some relief may be on the way.
Having soared to nearly $120 a barrel, the price of oil fell in response to a G7 pledge to release supplies from the strategic reserve, and further on President Trump's declaration that the war with Iran was pretty much complete. That comment also helped rally U.S. share prices. Mr. Trump said U.S. Navy vessels would now be on hand to accompany tankers using the Strait of Hormuz, but downplayed the likely economic impact on U.S. consumers, saying other countries had more to lose.
As of this morning, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $3.54. That is up 6 cents a gallon from yesterday's price. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 5 points, NASDAQ futures up 20, S&P futures 2 points lower. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban is on hold.
Marion County Superior Court Judge Christina Kleinman has issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious belief system. This is an argument that is being promoted nationwide by the Satanic Temple, which is seeking to protect abortion by cloaking it in the First Amendment. Indiana Right to Life says religious freedom law, quote, was never intended to equate taking the life of an unborn child with religious expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights groups are marking 1 year since the March 2025 massacre that devastated Christian and Alawite communities in Syria. Over a period of days, coordinated attacks by armed groups targeted civilians in towns and villages stretching from the outskirts of Latakia to rural coastal communities. Entire families were executed in their homes. This is SRN News. One Super Bowl MVP is joining another to headline a wave of big deals to open NFL free agency.
Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III is the new running back for Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and Miami settled on Malik Willis for a reset at quarterback after releasing Tua Tagovailoa. The Chiefs and tight end Travis Kelce were nearing a deal to return for his 14th season. Indianapolis is keeping its top free agent in receiver Alec Pierce. Fellow wideout Mike Evans is joining the 49ers. Jalen Phillips is joining Carolina, and Dallas added Rashawn Gary. The deals were among those reached on the opening day of NFL free agency. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Team USA advances in the World Baseball Classic after beating Mexico 5-3 in Houston. The U.S. improved to 3-0 and will meet Italy tonight. More details at srnnews.com.